This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Less than 2 weeks before the Democratic convention in Boston, Republicans have brought a divisive issue to the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's a proposal for a constitutional amendment limiting marriage to mean the union of a man and a woman. Republicans claim they're simply responding to a Massachusetts court that ruled gays have a right to marry. For the Democrats, the move is to force the vote on the issue is an attempt by Republicans to gain political advantage. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Republican Senate leaders set aside unfinished spending bills this week to allow days of debate on changing the Constitution to ban same-sex marriage. Leading the charge is the Senate's number three Republican, Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum. He claimed in a floor speech yesterday that allowing gay marriage would threaten the very fabric of society.
Well, heterosexuals continue to, copulate, to have sexual sex, sure, but will they build families?
Santorum and other like-minded Republicans deny critics' charges that a so-called federal marriage amendment restricting marriage to heterosexual couples would enshrine bigotry toward homosexuals in the Constitution. Instead, he insists allowing same-sex marriages would actually devalue the institution of marriage to the point that heterosexual couples would no longer get married.
Society should be all about creating the best possible chance for children to have a mother and to have a father. And unless the state endorses that, unless our laws enforce that, then I think it's fairly obvious that our culture will not.
But not all Republicans are lining up for a ban on same-sex marriage. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle noted a split in the household of Vice President Cheney, whose younger daughter is a lesbian.
This is a matter that Liz Cheney had right this weekend. The wife of the vice president said this ought to be left to the states. The wife of the vice president was right. We ought to listen to her advice. We ought to let the states continue to make these decisions, and we ought to get on with the business of our land.
And California Democrat Dianne Feinstein pointed out that even Republicans admit they're still far short of the two-thirds majority needed to get a constitutional amendment through the Senate.
I really believe that this is a waste of time. The votes are not present to submit this amendment to the states. The timing is just a few months before an election.
But Republicans insisted they're simply doing what constituents want them to do, though senators reported being deluged with phone calls and faxes in favor of passing a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Texas Republican John Cornyn is co-sponsoring the proposed amendment.
I frankly don't think it's a waste of time to talk about the institution of the American family and traditional marriage. It's my strong belief. I don't think the American people feel like it's a waste of time. We have a lot of important issues to discuss. I certainly think that deserves to be at the top of the list.
Nationwide polls do indeed show a majority of Americans oppose same-sex marriage. But Akron University political scientist John Green, who studied such polling, says same-sex marriage is nowhere near a top priority for voters this year.
If you just ask people overall what are the biggest problems facing the country, the whole question of marriage and same-sex marriage rates very low. Our typical finding would be 20 out of 21 topics. So it's not something that's on the front of people's mind, except for a very small number of very intense activists.
Those activists have been pushing hard for Congress to move quickly on amending the Constitution to ban same-sex marriage. This week's action in the Senate, endorsed over the weekend by President Bush, may help placate at least some social conservatives. Meanwhile, Democratic Senators John Kerry and John Edwards say they'll leave the presidential campaign trail this week to vote against such a constitutional ban, possibly tomorrow. Aides say doing so would put them on the side of a majority of Americans who, like them, oppose same-sex marriage, but also say they don't want to change the Constitution. David Wellner, NPR News.